latest team news from clubcall.com.
These are your latest Newcastle headlines. Dwight Gayle says his Magpies teammates are making scoring goals easy for him. His brace against Barnsley on Tuesday took his tally for this season to 11 ahead of the home game with Ipswich. Matt Ritchie recalls the starting 11 at Oakwell had a hand in both strikes. The first came from a corner, and then the winger picked out Gayle with a ball from the halfway line for his second. Midfielder Jonjo Shelvey created his two goals against Brentford 3 days earlier. Asked if Ritchie and Shelvey were making his job easier, Gayle said, not just Jonjo and Matt, but with 20 or so other players who can play those sort of balls. Fantastic to be playing in front of them. When I'm making runs, I just sort of know the balls are going to come in as well. I said at the weekend, it was fantastic to play in front of some of the quality we've got, and everyone just seems to chip in with their little assists at the moment. Hopefully it continues. Well, Gayle is a favourite with the bookies to finish top scorer in the Championship. He scored 7 goals in his last 4. He said, I've always had confidence in myself in front of goal. I just need to be sure I'm helping the team in other ways as well and getting us up the pitch better. Well, Newcastle boss Rafael Benitez has lifted the lid on defender Chancel Mbemba's current injury problem. He's revealed it's actually a grass burn that's keeping him sidelined. He's not featured since the 2-0 defeat to Wolves last month, which included an own goal. And despite that, during his mystery absence, Kieran Clark stepped up to the plate, helping Newcastle to 4 straight wins as they moved to the top of the Championship. When asked about Mbemba, Benitez cleared things up. He said, with Chancelo as a grass burn, he's not feeling well. I don't see him as 100%. 22-year-old certainly not being missed by Newcastle. Clark putting in some man-of-the-match displays alongside skipper Jamal Lascelles to spark up a blossoming partnership. Well, former boss Alan Pardew says Newcastle have learned lessons following his experience while in charge at St James's. The former West Ham and Southampton head coach, who's in charge at Crystal Palace after resigning from the Magpies in January 2015, said he kept telling Mike Ashley, the owner, he thought the club's direction was wrong and criticised their frustrating recruitment process. He said, I kept nagging him, telling him I thought the process was wrong. I made it very clear. At times I had a very unbalanced team and squad. It's very difficult to pick up results when you don't think the players that are being signed for you fit what you want. Makes it frustrating. And I was at Newcastle. The financial element came first, the technical side of it afterwards. The vision of the manager and how he wants to take the team forward must come first. I think they've learned some lessons. I think Mike at Sports Director's learned lessons too. I think he'd be the first to say he's had to learn lessons on the football side.